Abraxas Prime again. Juno felt as though she were traveling in circles, or perhaps a spiral leading ever downward. "Proxy," she said, "go tell your master we've almost arrived." The droid shuffled off, and she steeled herself for the worst. "Engaging the cloak," she said, as the view of hyperspace through the forward viewport unraveled, revealing the murky brown-green of their destination, its magnetic field lines as cluttered as ever. "Hello, Raxus Prime, garbage pit of the galaxy. Nice to see you again."
"Again?"
said Coda. She mentally kicked herself. "I flew a couple of dumping runs here in my previous incarnation," she improvised, "before life got interesting." Proxy returned.
"My master says that he will attend you as soon as possible."
"Good. Let's take a look around and see what we can see." The shipyard rose up over the planet's filthy horizon like some strange mechanical moon. Disc-shaped, with complex docks and cranes radiating from its outer edge, it was by far the largest artificial structure she had ever seen. Over a dozen Star Destroyers were currently in dry dock, one nearly complete, the others triangular shells at various stages of completion. Giant balls of ore floated near the station, awaiting refinement. Huge arcing sparks shot from the Star Destroyers as massive, complicated machines welded panels in place. There had been no sign of such a facility when she and Starkiller had been there just months before. Her mind boggled at the speed with which it had been constructed. She found it hard to believe and wondered what else they might find on the planet's surface. "I know I picked this target," Starkiller said from behind them, "but I have no idea how I'm going to destroy that thing." She turned to look at him in his Jedi garb, and anger flared anew. He hadn't chosen the target. His evil master had. She took a deep breath. "Proxy and I have been scanning Imperial databases for information. We think we have a plan. Proxy?" Starkiller's gratitude was so obvious that she was glad Coda couldn't see it.
"The Empire is using scrap metal from Raxus Prime to build the Star Destroyers,"
Proxy said, his photoreceptors lighting up. Instead of his usual all-over hologram, he projected a flickering image into the open space amid the cockpit's three chairs. The image was of a massive linear accelerator they had found during a sweep of the planet.
"Metal collected on the surface is melted down and then fired into space, using this cannon."
One metal finger traced key features of the cannon through the revolving hologram. Power conduits, helium-cooled electromagnets, induction coils. "If you can commandeer the ore cannon," Juno said, "you should be able to fire it directly at the facility itself."
"The impact of the compressed ore should be sufficient to destabilize the entire shipyard."
The image he projected changed to one of the massive construction. A rough animation showed a glowing ball of ore streaking toward the structure, causing it to explode violently. Proxy shut off the hologram.
"Of course, Master, you'll need to reach the cannon first."
Starkiller nodded. "You'll guide me there?" he asked Juno.
"Naturally,"
she said, with no expression in her voice at all.
"Okay."
He ran his hands across the dark stubble on his scalp. "There are a lot of holes in this plan, but at least we've got one. Thanks." His hand very briefly touched Juno's shoulder.
"Take us down," he said,
"if you can do it safely."
"We can run the cloaking device a little longer," she said. "Beyond that point, it might get a little complicated."
"Don't take any chances. I want to know that you're safe."
"I don't think that's a guarantee anyone can make now."
She put her hands on the controls and guided the ship through a hurried and bouncy descent that left conversation impossible. She brought the ship in low over a poisonous sea not far from the ore cannon and began searching for space to put down.
"Master, I'm picking up Imperial transmissions from the planet itself. They appear to originate in the sentient computer core."
"The same one you sliced into last time?"
"Yes, Master. According to the records I've been able to access, the Empire has reprogrammed the core to move salvage toward the smelting pits. All the databanks I have accessed so far suggest that, apart from this new allegiance, it's harmless."
"Ha!" said Coda.
There's no such thing as a harmless computer. That thing probably knows everything that happens on the surface of the planet.
Starkiller grunted acknowledgement.
Proxy, make contact with it. Maybe you can intercept some Imperial transmissions. Let me know if it works out who we are and decides to attack or to call for reinforcements.
Of course, Master.